Authorities in Argentina now say half of the country's 36 million people live in poverty. The nation is in the midst of an economic collapse, which many describe as the worst crisis in Argentine history. The head of the government's statistical office, Juan Carlos de Bello, said the sharp rise in poverty is due to the devaluation of the peso and increasing unemployment. The government of President Eduardo Duhalde says it will keep trying to negotiate a rescue plan with the International Monetary Fund, despite the fund's reluctance to send any more money to Argentina after the country defaulted on its foreign debts in January. But a growing number of Argentines say there's no point trying to coax an IMF bailout until Argentina overhauls its political system. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
There's a show on Argentine TV that pretends to be a documentary from the future. The subject is the late Great Argentina, which has apparently sunk, Atlantis-like, into the ocean. Behind the host is a map of South America with a big hole where Argentina used to be, and various guests offer theories as to what caused the country to disappear. This kind of soul-searching is rampant these days. Here on Buenos Aires' Florida Street, half a dozen civic groups have set up tables with petitions calling for reform. There's a wide variety of theories about what's gone wrong, but all the theories have one culprit in common.
Los políticos.
It's the politicians, says retired schoolteacher Maria Gutierrez.
Tenemos que cambiar y sacar.
We need a change, she says. We need to clear out this group that we know so well. Gutierrez has just signed a petition calling on politicians to disclose outside income. Like most Argentines, she's convinced that government corruption is endemic here. Dan Krishak, managing editor of the English-language Buenos Aires Herald, says the disgust with the ruling political class is justified.
I don't think good people, or a lot of good people, have the opportunity to get into the political system. I think the way the political system is structured here, it keeps out certain people and keeps certain people in there.
Krishak says Argentines have been watching the same few politicians running the country since the restoration of democracy in 1983. But that may be about to change. The economic collapse has created a strong throw-the-bums-out sentiment, and in Congress, the two main political parties are doing all they can to block moves for early elections. Krishak says this is partly because, as long as they stay in office, politicians enjoy immunity from prosecution.
That's one reason why you see so many politicians trying to hang on so desperately beyond any point where a person thinking about their dignity would finally throw in a towel.
When a politician does lose his grip on elected office, he's likely to face criminal charges. This may please some clean government groups, but others say it has discouraged outsiders from entering politics. Guillermo Alchorón, a congressman in the small Acción por la República party, says a case in point is what happened to his party's leader, Domingo Cavallo. Cavallo was once a hero in Argentina for the way he stabilized the currency 10 years ago. Last year, he was recruited to serve as economy minister again, and he reluctantly agreed.
Realmente, el Dr. Cavallo tuvo un gesto patriótico cuando asumió.
It was a patriotic gesture for Dr. Cavallo to take the economy job during such a bad recession, Alchorón says. Cavallo failed to rescue the economy this time. Some say he made things much worse. And 3 months after being forced out of office, he was arrested in connection with a 10-year-old arms smuggling case. Many Argentines were glad to see Cavallo go to jail, but his allies say it's an example of what many here call the judicialization of politics. Alchorón says it's been hard to find fresh political leaders because, as he says, no one wants to join the cast of a play right before the big death scene. Argentina's small leftist parties are organizing for the possibility that the current government will soon run out of options and be forced to call early elections. If that happens, the left believes it has a shot at running things, and its first order of business will be to stop trying to please the International Monetary Fund. Economist Saul Kaifman is one of the academics who formed the so-called Phoenix Group, which has designed an economic recovery plan for a possible leftist government.
I mean, since the IMF doesn't really want to help Argentina, this negotiation doesn't make any sense, really. So we're really wasting our time trying to figure out what the U.S. and the IMF meant by a sustainable economic program.
The Phoenix Group says Argentina should do the opposite of what the IMF wants. Instead of cutting the budget, the government should spend more, paying unemployment insurance to families with children. Most so-called orthodox economists say the plan would cause disastrous inflation, but as Argentines become more desperate, they've started talking about the Phoenix plan with hope. Kaifman says even the government has shown some interest in the plan through back channels, and if the IMF keeps holding out, Kaifman believes the government may give it a try. Anything to avoid early elections. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.